just understand. The touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical. Try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do with it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do? Got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? It may seem to you that I'm acting confused when you're close to me. If I tend to look dazed, I read it someplace. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden in Wisconsin to tout infrastructure spending, but he took an economic victory lap after the U.S. economy grew by 3.3%, more than expected in the fourth quarter.
The experts from the time I got elected were insisting that the recession was just around the corner. Every month there was going to be a recession. Well, you know, we've got really strong growth.
His administration's in a dispute with Texas over its use of razor wire at the southern border. 25 Republican governors released a letter supporting Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Former President Trump also praised Abbott. The former president testified briefly in his defamation trial in New York. In Michigan, the manslaughter trial of Jennifer Crumbly got underway. Her son killed four people at his Oxford High School in 2021. Her attorneys say she did not know what he was planning. And Alabama preparing to execute a man with nitrogen gas. It would be the first of its kind in U.S. history. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
On Thursday, the teenager charged in the death of a Reedsburg girl pleaded not guilty in Sauk County Court. A not guilty plea was entered on behalf of Kevin Green, the 18-year-old that was charged with homicide by negligent use of a vehicle in August for the deadly May 12th wreck that killed 13-year-old Evelyn Gurney. Court records show Green's next court appearance will be on April 3rd for a scheduling conference. The city of Baraboo is getting closer to making a decision on a new administrator. The Common Council has narrowed the choice down to two candidates, both from Dane County communities. Sharon Eveland, who is currently the village administrator in Shorewood Hills, and John Larson, the deputy administrator in Cottage Grove, are both throwing their hats in the ring for the Baraboo job. Eveland and Larson will be available to meet with city residents at an informal meet and greet Tuesday night at 5:30 at the public library. Both candidates will briefly introduce themselves and talk with stakeholders to learn more about Baraboo. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A dense fog advisory continues for visibilities under a mile. Cloudy and foggy tonight with areas of rain and lows in the low 30s. More drizzle, fog, some showers tomorrow, more clouds and highs in the upper 30s. And staying in the upper 30s and mostly cloudy this weekend. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 35 degrees. 99.7.
It's 99.7 Max FM. Dave joining left for 5 p.m. with Alanis Morissette.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. truth. Another version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide.
My boss was Mr. McGee. So look here, I put on the back of my bike, you know. We went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turn me on. But something about the clouds and her mixed. She wasn't too bright, but I could tell when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a raspberry footprint, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry footprint, and if it was small, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry footprint, I think I love her. The rain sounds so cool when it hits the bottom roof. You feel like a movie star. This ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. But I tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. Cause baby, I'm the most. But a girl as fine as she was then.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Thursday night with Sinead O'Connor on Max FM.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep. Your love, since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Thursday night. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get a $25 certificate to the Rouse Trade Bistro and Speakeasy for just $20. The Rouse Trade Bistro and Speakeasy is located right off the square in downtown Baraboo. They offer amazing small batch homemade recipes from soups and salads to tacos, burgers, fish, and even stunning desserts. They have a fantastic Friday night fish fry. The salad bar is back as well. For more information about them and this offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by David Lee Roth on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The search is on for the Packers' next defensive coordinator. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Matt LaFleur fired Joe Barry this week, and he also made it official today, letting strength and conditioning coordinator Chris Gizzi go, with the team experiencing a large number of soft tissue injuries. Bucks hiring Doc Rivers as their new head coach. Just when he arrives and starts coaching the Bucks remains to be seen. Bucks beat the Cavaliers 126-116 last night, ending Cleveland's 8-game winning streak. Those two teams will meet again at Fiserv on Friday night. First place is on the line in the Horizon League tonight when the Green Bay Phoenix host Oakland at the Rest Center. Oakland 7-2 in league play, a half game better than the 7-3 Phoenix. Milwaukee also plays host to winless Detroit, which has lost all 20 games that they've played this season. Milwaukee Admirals ran their win streak to 8 games with last night's 4-3 win over Bellevue in AHL play. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep Coach on Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. A great way to request music. Here is Blondie. Call me on Max FM.
And more. 99.7.
I don't like things that are scary and painful.
Max FM.
Security fell through the wall. Future dreams
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Thursday night. Ideally, you should be able to count on one hand the types of things you'd flush down a toilet, but some people sometimes use it as a garbage can, or they accidentally drop something in just as they're flushing. A drainage company surveyed plumbers and asked them what the strangest things are that they've been caught flush down the toilet. And here's some of the best responses. Number one, Legos. Number two is rubber ducks. Some of those might be blamed on the kids, just saying. Number three is socks. Number four is something that I'm not even going to say. Number five is teeth. They didn't specify if these were real or fake. I'm assuming someone dropped their dentures. Number six, turkey bones and Brussels sprouts. I'm sure the Brussels sprouts are accidentally dropped in. Number seven is bananas. Number eight, a pipe stuck inside another pipe. I have so many questions on how that's even possible. Number nine was a two-man tent and sleeping bag. It's probably safe to assume this didn't make it too far before the plumber had to come and clear that one out. One plumber said, I've seen all sorts of weird and wonderful things blocking pipes, everything from chopsticks and lettuce, but it's really important to think twice about flushing something because it can cause a long-term damage to plumbing systems. He is definitely right about that. My dad was a plumber for many years. I helped him out as a kid. And yeah, that was never the fun job, was dealing with that. There were so many weird things that people put in their toilet. I never understood why, but it's just people do weird things, I guess, or they're just trying to get rid of it or maybe hide what they're getting rid of. Now, the Brussels sprouts, I'm betting the kids didn't want those, so they put those in the toilet. So yeah, use your garbage can, much simpler, because you know the bill to get those pipes cleared out is very expensive. Coming up, we will have a look at the community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch, a Baraboo look at weather news by Mary J. Blige on Max FM.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds. And it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. The Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library will be hosting their library dedication, open house, and next chapter gala. The dedication will be at 10 a.m. on Saturday, January 27th, and the open house continuing until noon. That part is a free event and open to all, no tickets needed. Come together and celebrate the culmination of years of planning, hard work, and dedication. Library tours will follow speeches at 10 a.m. Refreshments will be provided from the Friends of the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library as well. And then that evening from 6 until 9:30, it's the Next Chapter Gala. That event will have cocktails and appetizers, live piano entertainment, and dueling pianos. That is a ticketed event. You can get all the details and get your tickets by going to csmpl.org/expansion or just head to their website and click on the banner on the first page. And once again, talented show choirs from all across the state will be in Sauk Prairie on Friday and Saturday. Check out their website for all the details, but tickets are available for Friday night only for $10, Saturday prelims only for $15, $10 for Saturday finals only, or you can get an all-day pass for $20 on Saturday, or $25 will get you a full weekend pass, plus ticket options available for students and 5 and under are free. A link can be found by going to saukprairie.com and click the events tab, or you can just go to the saukprairieschools.org website.
Get deals on what you need during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's. Right now, save $20 on select 5-gallon ceiling paint or primer by HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. Plus, get 15% off and earn 3x bonus points when you buy 4 more Purdy products. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts if any. Valid 115 through 126. Subject to change.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A dense fog advisory continues for visibilities under a mile. Cloudy and foggy tonight with areas of rain and lows in the low 30s. More drizzle, fog, some showers tomorrow. More clouds and highs in the upper 30s. And staying in the upper 30s and mostly cloudy this weekend. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 35 degrees.
99.7. 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Max FM. Ooh, that's me, Amadeus.
Whoopi Amadeus.